a tip. Who's your favorite team? Is it the Falcons?
Or the Cowboys?
No.
Or the Eagles? The Eagles?
No, Cowboys. It's going to be the Falcons.
Did the Falcons, did they get anybody this year, man?
Well, we got this young dude, man. This young dude out of Florida State, man. A young running back. I think called Devontae or something like that.
Yeah, but Falcons need a little bit more than that, though.
Well, I think we also had the draft. We got some good defensive moves. We got some good defensive linemen.
Yeah.
I hope y'all don't have to play the Cowboys.
We will. We'll whoop you.
Whoa, Lord have mercy.
Hey.
Okay. He walked in swinging. Okay. Walked in swinging. Man, you doing it all. First of all, how you doing this morning, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. How about yourself?
Man, everything is lovely, man. It's like I
look like it.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, it's hot like up in here. All these people out here waiting for you to come in here, man. And they just, when they walked in, when they first walked, they started screaming at me.
I knew
they was all here to see me, which I understand.
They were.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just T.I. is just coming. But Russ Parr is here.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not really mad at today.
They were yelling out sexy, hot there words like that.
That's right.
Your album, Paperwork.
Uh-huh.
Is it done?
It is.
And you like it.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't they're not gonna release it until what?
I'm not gonna say.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say when, like, you know, like right off top. I give you a window of time between the end of September to the middle of October.
Is there some strategy to that?
Yeah, I mean, I just.
You didn't tell me the strategy, but I'm just. You know.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. It is. I'm doing my calculations on, you know what I'm saying, what the strongest week for retail is.
And you know what the thing is, man? There's a lot of people, you know, and I always say this about you, you know, even when you're not here. Not saying because you're here. You're a smart businessman. A very smart businessman. And I think that's. You know, because I know there's a strategy to almost everything that you do.
Right on.
There is some strategy. Now, you got the Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Yep.
Now, how long was that in development for you?
Man, we've probably been working on it about a year now. I say about a year and some change, man. And the idea behind that is, you know, basically to document these young women's lives, because I feel that it's interesting for any to see the road travel for any female who sets out to dominate a male occupied industry.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you want to get involved in it. I'm sure, like, Danica Patrick trying to get in NASCAR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm sure if you were to document that path, that road travel, I'm sure that would be interesting. And I think it's no different for females in hip hop.
Yeah.
So now you're like a brand. Like, it's like, you know, you're a brand. Is there a lot of pressure that comes with that?
Yeah, to make money.
Yeah.
I mean,
make money, save money, produce, you know, create opportunities for those around me.
But also make right decisions.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's like, you got to be careful who you invest in nowadays. Mm-hmm. I remember back in the day when I was like the king of the hill. I lost so much money on some bad people.
You were the king of something before?
Yeah, because I didn't see the future. Dr. Dre used to produce all my stuff, and I looked at him and I said, this kid ain't going to make it.
Really?
I said, I'm going to bail on him right now. I don't want nothing to do with no more Dr. Dre stuff, man.
You blew that one.
Dumbass. No, it was a smart move at the time because he wasn't doing nothing. He was living at home with parents.
Wow.
I was like, you know, I said, you ain't nothing, man. You ain't going to be nothing.
Mm.
Doing all these little whack beats for N.W.A. Yeah. Out of here with that.
You're good at looking at talent, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I can judge that. But you know, you have to be careful who you invest in. Now, Iggy Azalea, man, how did you pull that off? I mean, did you find her, or
it was I guess intuition.
Really?
Just instinct. I met her, and instinctively, immediately, I felt she had something that had not been offered to the industry yet.
Mm.
You know, and I always knew that it would take, you know, strategic application of skill to really platform her and position her to be what she is today. But it's no surprise to me. You know what I'm saying? I know that she's just extremely charismatic and a visionary about her art.
So Nicki Minaj is kind of, you know, she doesn't really come for Iggy, but she always says, I'm not coming for her.
Right.
But it sounds like to me she is. What do you think about that? Like, I feel like females shouldn't, you know, like,
you
there's enough room for everybody. Yeah, it's room.
Like you were saying, there ain't a lot of them up there.
It's a lot of room.
Yeah, I mean.
So how do you feel about that?
I think that they're both incredibly talented individuals.
Good answer.
Right. That's a nice rehearsed answer.
No, not at all. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? I think that y'all women, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
I mean, y'all,
you need
that's
to ride
what y'all
for each other.
Do. That's what y'all do.
Well, are you saying we're like cat
fight?
That's what y'all do. cats.
That's what we, that's but, what
but
we
you
do.
You know what? If y'all get into any close of a vicinity of one another, that's, you know, that's what women do.
We don't. We don't.
Y'all do sometimes.
No, we don't. Yeah. It's I fight
early.
With that bitch.
Yeah, watch. It's still early. I'll throw a dollar on the table. Watch what happens.
It's still. It's still. Nah, throw a man up there.
Yo. Oh,
man.
Oh,
I'm too old for that. I don't fight over men.
Yeah, that'll make it real ugly fast.
Yeah, right.
What you say?
I'm too old to fight over men.
Oh, okay.
So I don't do it anymore.
Okay, so they threw Denzel up there.
Oh, hell no.
How about Idris Elba?
Idris Elba. I'd be like.
Okay, wait a minute. But how you gonna do that? Was she right there doing it?
We got different tastes. We got different tastes.
See, now they got different tastes.
That's right. Not what he said.
So wait a minute. See, they are. They going out. They getting warmed up.
Yeah, we got T.I. right here on the Russ Paul Morning Show. Now, back to that whole thing with Iggy and Nicki. So we can put that to rest because Nicki jumped out the window to say, listen, I write all my own stuff, kind of implying that you writing for Iggy.
I mean, man.
What does it matter?
I mean,
no, but I just want, you know, let's kill it.
I mean, Iggy has her own thoughts, her own vision, her own voice. You know, the things that Iggy come up with, I can't even write. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, just the things that she come up with, I wouldn't think to write it. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I give direction as far as, you know, hooks are concerned, as far as single selections, as far as, you know, like, you know, as an executive producer is supposed to.
Right.
And I present, you know, music for her to see if it sparks her interest. But, man, Iggy's her own person. And she was that before she ran into me.
Yeah. Mm.
So I didn't make her who she is. You know what I'm saying? I just recognized who she was and saw some potential and created opportunity.
What is the one thing in hip hop you wish would change? The one thing.
Whew.
I know that's a tough one.
I mean, artist development. I wish that it would apply more artist development to, you know, before you actually roll out and become a professional. I wish that there was, I guess, a bar exam of
a hip hop bar exam.
You know what I'm saying? If there was something that actually certified you, that actually, you know what I'm saying, that solidified you and that said, okay, now you are on the level of professionals.
Right.
Because, you know,
so you get out there, you know how to handle yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just some cats, man. I think just when you look at sports, you know, if you play baseball, football, basketball, man, you got little league, you got middle school, high school, and college for most, and then that prepares you for the pros.
Sometimes.
Right. Yeah. But most artists, you know what I'm saying, we go from nothing to a pro. And, you know, and there's no real, all it takes is a group of people saying, yeah, but it doesn't really prepare you for the professionalism that is associated with this business.
See, I think the advantage that your children have is because, you know, and you know, I watch a show, just, you know, I used to love it, man. It's just the way you interact with your kids.
Thank you.
Because I think a lot of times, you know, there are a lot of kids that are missing out on having that father figure that's able to sit there and go like, hey, look, here's what you do, here's step B, here's your options, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Raising your kids, do you raise them all the same? Do you have the same blueprint for all of them, or you're different with all your kids?
Nah, I got to be different with them because they each have different strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. They each have different sets of skills that they need to acquire, you know, at a certain point. You know, my boys, I feel like, you know, I gotta be a little tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
A little tough on them simply because the world will be.
Mm. I mean, there you go.
And also, you know, I'm raising warriors, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Protectors, providers, nurturers, and you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I can't lay off on them. You know what I mean?
You sound so old school, but you're young. Like that, you sound like, you know what I mean? It's like stuff, you know, 50, 60-year-old men say.
Hey, man, well, don't say that.
You're saying, you know, the world is gonna teach them. If I don't, that's stuff that, like, my parents used to tell me. You sound like old school, but you're not.
What has changed?
Yeah,
I mean,
came from prison.
That message has to be the same.
What could I say?
Right? Okay.
All right, T.I. hanging out with us. We have a couple cuts from the paperwork album. That we can steal that.
Something.
Okay. Steal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we got a few.
Yeah. That's not it.
That's
computer. Oh, that's straight up Russ Paul Abbott. You got the wrong
stuff. I got a funky rhyme with a funky.
I Yeah. Got a new album coming out, man, called Paperwork.
Yeah, right.
Not released yet.
Nah.
Not released yet, but of course. Yet. We're going to play a couple cuts because that's what we need to do. There's a ton of people out there. Look at all these ladies just looking at you, looking thirsty.
I see a couple men out there looking thirsty.
Well, now, wait a minute.
No, I'm just, I see them.
I'm just saying.
They're looking at you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking at Britt.
You know, listen. Maybe. So, Denzel Washington figured out that you're a natural born actor.
Right on.
I remember
that.
Reading something where
ODW,
said,
ODW. Oh, y'all cool.
What's up, boy? Yeah, shout out to ODW.
Right. And then, of course, you do stuff with Don Cheadle. And, you hanging with the big boys.
You talking about Dynasty.
Okay, so we can't get him for scale for any of the past.
Too late.
Either, can you make a guest appearance on one of my movies? Never mind. But anyway, what you working on?
I just wrapped the film with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell. Called Get Hard. And it should be at March 2015.
You were funny in Identity Theft.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious in Identity Theft.
You just natural. You. Now, do they allow you to ad lib a little bit in some of these films, or you just?
I have a little more flexibility in some than others. Identity Thief, I probably had one scene.
Yeah.
That was kind of, you know, mine.
Right.
And, I mean, but others, it just depends on the how do I say, the tone of the film.
Right. Are you selective as to what do you choose to be in?
I mean, I kind of choose to be in the films that can pay me.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Nah, I'm joking.
Not be doing a Russ Parr film anytime soon.
Nah, man. I mean, for real, I'm interested in picking scripts and storylines that can contribute to my evolution as an actor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to play myself. I don't want to be one of those guys that continues to play himself over and over again, but I'm looking for new opportunities.
Right, gotcha.
So does that mean now that you're like kind of a big time actor that you have to be careful? You know what I mean? Like, because you got to like act in a certain manner because you're an actor and you don't want directors to be like, oh, no, this dude's going to act crazy. Do you feel like you have to change?
I mean, yes and no. Simply because that is kind of, how can I say, it's not my day job. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm more considerate to, you know, what affects my career as a musician right now.
So you're more passionate about the music.
I mean, I will always, I mean, it's my first love. It's what opened the door for everything else to happen. Although I do have a complete, an admiration and respect for the, you know, for thespianism.
Right.
I have a dance with who brought me to the prom mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
And our freezes a thespian. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, yeah. But I like mostly men.
Thespian?
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly men.
But at the end of the day, it is about the money.
It got to be.
Yeah, check this out, right, man. From the Paperwork album, T.I. coming out real soon, man.
Yup. Turn it. I pack an 11, I pack an 11. Thank y'all. Y'all so sweet. They so polite and well-mannered.
Yeah.
Y'all got such well-mannered fans.
Yeah, they all came in here and got the free breakfast.
What's up now?
So, you know, they got to be really happy about that.
Right on.
You know what? I'm going to let one of y'all come up here. I want you to come here. I know you got a question for T.I. Come on up here.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Grab a microphone. Bring a microphone to her.
Besides him.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. What's your question for T.I.?
I'm just so nervous, T.I. My name is Juanita, first of all. Nice to meet you. Such a pleasure. I love you. Oh, I love you. Where's Major?
He better be his ass in school.
That's right. School started in the ATL.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay, forgive me, T.I. Can I have a hug? That's all.
She just be giving everybody hugs. All right,
I'm so friendly.
Now fall back.
I'm so friendly. She said, I'm so friendly.
Yeah. She got a lot of personality.
That
you know,
cute.
One thing I had to say, man, because I don't want to get into old business and old news, you know, but, you know, a lot of people, I got a lot of respect, man, for you, man, for standing up for your
what
lady.
What you talking about,
for your lady. Because, listen, I'm just giving it real. And I understand that you're going to renew your vows.
You say what?
I mean, so we heard on the show. We knew your vows on TV.
On what show? We've all, I mean, what you mean? Listen, hey, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Was that a rumor?
Yeah, I get out my bedroom.
Now, see, there we go.
I get on out my bedroom now.
Well, I prefaced it that I wasn't going to go there because I think it's about the money.
But I mean, man, you know what I'm saying? One thing about it, man, as a man, I'm talking about as a man on earth, man, you know, I just have certain principles, certain standards that I ain't going to compromise for nobody. And it's to the death for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's certain things. I'm just going to go all the way out back. So, you know what I'm saying? If you down to die, kill about it, come on with it, man. If not, man, just leave me alone.
Wow.
Okay, so how do you really feel?
See, you know what?
Well, my goodness.
If I was directing him on film, I'd be scared to direct him.
You know what I mean?
Nah,
what would you like to do here now, Mr. T.I.?
I'm a nice guy, man. Nice, respectful guy,
hey,
man.
Hey, you know what? Everybody says that about you, man. You're
and we always say that about you. Yeah. We've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
Right on.
And you cool people.
Thank you.
Now, can we borrow $15,000?
Yeah. You know what? Because if it ain't about the money,
I give you five.
Yeah,
I got $5,000.
Well, that's a good look.
I just said five.
Yeah,
that'll help.
Yeah. Hey, now let me ask you, man. I know you work with you develop talent, and you're looking for some talent. And I know the phone lines are blowing up. People want to ask, I don't want y'all calling. You can call me 1-877 Party.
People tweeting as well.
Don't ask us about how to get on, because nowadays a lot of people don't realize that you can use free resources to get yourself out
there. Social media.
Right.
Yes.
Would that be an accurate statement?
I mean, yeah, I found Iggy on the internet.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
What, on YouTube? On?
I don't know where the video was. It was somewhere on there. World Stars. I don't know.
Wow.
Really?
I just found it.
Because, you know, I think older hip-hop females, you might want to help.
No.
Hip to the hippity, hip, hip, hip. You don't stop. Up top the boogie.
I thought you were going to do the sequel to Set It Off.
Ain't about the money. What? I do not look like Cleo.
Yeah, but I can bring back the old school.
Now you like a girlfriend, though.
Hold it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22.
You skipped 20 bucks.
On the level low.
How about those lyrics right there?
I wrote that last night.
Okay, now.
You
want to
sign
me?
Now? Okay,
now.
That's
what's up.
Look at it. You want to sign me?
Yeah.
I know you want to talk later.
Hey, man, you spit hot fire. You spit hot fire.
For real, T.I.
He said,
I'm going to leave that alone. T.I. Iggy, no mediocre.
Oh, my God.
What?
He said that's blasphemy. Somebody, you know, we're looking at discussing the Nicki Minaj Anaconda picture.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was saying it's gross. And he's like, why is it gotta be gross?
I don't see why it gotta be so gross.
I mean, oh, that's so artistic. Gross. But somebody just showed him a picture of Jesus at the last table with her.
The last supper.
The last table.
Where y'all?
No more tables.
The last table.
Right.
Y'all know I got the Jesus at the last table.
People tweeting at Russ Park Show. Is T.I. doing another ATL movie? Were they talking about doing another ATL movie?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm trying to.
You gonna produce it?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, alongside Charlie Mack and, you know, if James Lasseter and Will want to be involved again or if not, it could just give me the opportunity. I don't want nobody to put up no money or nothing. I just give me the opportunity. Let me get the rights. And
just do it.
I'm currently I'm waiting on a call back from Warner Brothers about it.
I direct.
Okay.
I also asked.
But you know what? The thing is, Chris Robinson is already kind of.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ooh,
you know wait.
Okay.
Wait, what? I'm listening.
No, that's true. Hey, Chris Robinson's a beast.
What's up?
I was going to do a little audition for you.
He's going to do a little audition for me.
Oh, we can do a feast. Sitting in that chair and I'll wait for you.
And action.
I sat in that chair and I rocked to death. I rocked.
Hold on, man.
The passion was there. Did you see it on her face, T.I.? You had to see it, man.
I saw she was rocking.
I don't do that for everybody.
You don't.
I don't do that for everybody.
Okay, now.
I took something out of me. Now I got to bring myself. Did you? Okay. You loved it? See?
Oh, my God.
See? Now.
You do it? You said you see talent. You missed that.
What are you doing? Open your eyes, T.I.
The Set It Off sequel. I got you right in line.
Because she got braids to go back like that.
It's Chloe's long lost daughter.
Whatever.
I got you.
Hilarious. What is your favorite reality show?
I don't do reality shows.
You don't?
Too no. Tough. Not actually, Shark Tank. But Shark Tank count
oh, yeah.
as a reality
yeah.
show?
Because that was Shark educational.
Tank. I watched Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Somebody just tweeted and they asked if you would do a reality show and if you would ever work with Jocelyn.
He's on a reality show.
I know, but I'm saying.
I kind of have a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. But they want to know if you would ever work with Jocelyn.
Work with her doing what?
She does music.
I think they mean act. I mean, she believe it or not, she does
Wait,
music.
Wait, what does Soup say?
Huh? Don't put that on Sue.
Good morning. How you doing? You're on with T.I. Good morning.
Hello, what's up, Russ?
Hey, how you doing, man? Say hi to T.I.
I'm doing good. Hey, what's up, T.I., man?
What's up,
hey, I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate you for not never been a one-hit wonder, man, and never falling off. that mediocre joint is hitting hard, and I just have one thing, or two things to ask you.
What's that?
What artist out there, is there still artists out there you want to work with, and is Britt as fine as she her last sound?
Okay, wait a minute. So the first one, that's the artist out there. The artist out there that I want to work with. There are several. Let me think.
Picasso.
Let me see here. Alicia Keys.
Right.
Okay. Stevie Wonder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Tito Jackson.
Yeah, I love to work with Tito. Yeah. I love to work with Tito. LaToya okay. too.
Yeah.
LaToya.
What was your second question?
And that Brit question.
And then
this is our Brit. Okay.
Yeah, I like grits. I like shrimp and
grits. No.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. You always
missed.
You
did.
You always missed. Good morning, y'all. With T.I. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on with T.I. Go ahead. How's
it going?
All right.
What's up, man? How's it going, man?
What's going on, though?
Not much, man. You been my idol since like day one. You feel me?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you inspired me, man. With a lot of my stuff that I do now.
Do you rap?
Oh yeah, I rap, man.
Can you bust out a rhyme for us real
right,
quick?
You gonna give him the second right here, Russ?
Hey, in when's he ever gonna be in front of T.I. again?
You get the audition.
All right,
man.
Boy.
All right, do your best. Do your best.
I don't like that beat.
Give him a good beat, bro.
No, I'm going to have you go off the top, man. Freestyle.
Just
go ahead.
Off the top.
You ready?
Go off the top.
Yes, right off the top.
All right,
man.
I got you.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, hit it.
Yo, this your boy, White.
You are an evil person. Russ Parr. That man say he's been his idol forever.
No, it's your boy.
Look at the look on your face.
That wasn't me, though.
Look at the look on your face, Mr. Parr. All right,
let me see if I can bring it.
Let the record show.
I'm trying
to find it back.
That wasn't me. Hey, man, I'm sorry. You want to try it again?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Go ahead, homeboy.
All right, and action.
Yo, this your boy.
You're going to hell. He will never sit at the last table.
The last supper, free this
third time's a charm.
You're evil.
Nah, Russ, give him a real
shot.
Give
this man a shot.
I'm going to give you a real shot.
Give him a real shot.
I'm going to leave the hang up alone. You ready, man?
Don't do it.
All right, go ahead. Hit it.
Y'all, what's up, man? You know that.
No, go ahead, man.
No, seriously, do it.
This is your opportunity.
T.I. listening, man.
This is your opportunity. Take advantage, man. Door's knocking. Go.
Well, see, what I was thinking, though, man, if you give me your ass.
No. We're not doing all that. No. You know what? If you're a rapper, when are you going to be in front of T.I. again? Do it. If you can do it, do it.
He's actually not quite in front of me.
Yeah, but he's...
All right, I got you.
Right. Go ahead, man. Right, give me a sec.
Let's
go ahead.
All right, this your boy, White Rob. I'm gripping the mic. Anybody want to talk it, they can get it tonight. You trying to play me, you better give it.
I think I was right.
Yeah, you know what, actually.
Come on, Rob.
I was right.
Yeah, well,
wow. I was right.
I mean, yeah, well,
I should have done that.
Wow. I guess.
Because I can do whatever I like.
You can do whatever you like.